You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.
Move around. Motion creates emotion.
I feel the earth move under my feet.
You move like they do. I've never seen anyone move that fast. Shake.
Shake. All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
Move it over. Slide it on over.
Something's called movers and shakers. They cost a little more, but that name cracked me up.
Bloomberg Markets, Movers and Shakers, with Carol Masser and Corey Johnson on Bloomberg Radio.
All right, everybody, it's time for your Movers and Shakers, the Monday edition. Carol Masser, Corey Johnson, off on this Monday. Danny Berger of our Bloomberg News Stocks team along for the ride, talking about some of the names that are moving around in this session. S&P 500, 310 names in the index higher today, 186 lower, 9 unchanged. I do want to mention one name, a story that caught my attention here, Danny, and it has to do with Waymo. That's the self-driving car unit over at Alphabet, formerly known as Google. They have reached an agreement for Avis Budget Group to manage its fleet of autonomous vehicles. It's the first such deal in a field that is still fledged but exploding with partnerships. So the rental car firm will service and store Waymo's Chrysler Pacifica minivans in Phoenix, where the parent of Google is testing a ride-hailing service with volunteer members of the public. Waymo, will own the vehicles and pay Avis for its service. It's an arrangement that is set for multiple years, but not exclusive. The companies would not share financial firms. Nonetheless, Avis Budget was up about 14% today to $27.67 a share. Danny, it's still down about 24% so far, but a boost certainly in today's session for Avis Budget.
All I want to know is, does this mean that I'll soon no longer have to drive, that I'll have my car chauffeur me around everywhere?
Something like that's happening, maybe.
Look forward to that day. Right. So I am looking from 21st Century Fox, moving on some news across the pond. So investors in Sky PLC are growing more confident that Fox is going to win regulatory approval to buy the pay television operator. So this is a little bit of a rebound in confidence, a bit of a scare beforehand tied to political turmoil in the UK. So along with 21st Century Fox, Sky stock in the UK has risen for three of the past four sessions. Just, again, a vote of confidence. They had tumbled a bit after that snap election from Theresa May. But again, it's coming back. The probability of a Labour government now seems lower.
Right.
You know, they were more opposed. So Fox up now 3%, 3.13 to be more precise. And that's its biggest intraday gain since December 14th.
I want to talk about the number one laggard in the S&P 500. It's a company that's based right here in New York. And the ticker is ARNC. It's the number one laggard, as I mentioned, Arconic. And that stock down 6% to $24.01 a share at its low. Danny, it was down as much as 11% today. And this is a global provider of multi-material solutions, aerospace market, and so on, construction markets, building markets. And that's where this story gets interesting. Arconic planning to stop some sales of the type of flammable panels that was used on London's Grenfell Tower following that deadly inferno at the high-rise apartment building this month. The manufacturer is under scrutiny after media reports that Arconic was aware that the material known as Reno Bond PE was a fire hazard before supplying it for a renovation of the 24-story structure. So the share is falling the most since the company spun off from Alcoa some 8 months ago. So this company certainly in the spotlight and being looked into in terms of maybe supplying a material that contributed potentially to that fire. And again, that stock was down about 6% today.
Right, I got a couple more laggers for you. So I'm going to cover Qorvo and Skyworks Solutions. Both chip makers, both down today. Skyworks down about 3%, Qorvo down about 5%. So they are smartphone makers, supply companies like Apple. Sorry, rather, they are semiconductor makers who supply smartphone makers like Apple. Trending down a bit today after sluggish smartphone demand in China. Basically, that's related to lower carrier subsidies, lower expectations for the top four handset vendors to reach full year unit targets. So that's coming out from research at MKM. And we also have some negative notes coming out from Evercore ISI technical analyst Rich Ross, saying he expects the semiconductor index to test the 1000 level. So again, some technical indications coming in as well that's hurting it. Qorvo, again, the supplier for Apple, down a bit today, the most in a few months at this moment.
All right. It is time for the Volatility Index Report brought to you by CBOE VIX Options and Futures. Volatility can be harnessed with CBOE VIX Options and Futures. See disclosures, learn more at cboe.com/powerfuloutcomesvix. And the VIX in the Monday session down 2.1%. The VIX closing at 9.84, so below that 10 bar.
All right, Dave, you're up.
Hi, my name is Dave.
Wilson, where are you? Wilson!
Just what do you think you're doing, Dave?
We're going for a price on Wilson.
Open up the door, it's Dave!
Who?
Dave!
Hey, Mr. Wilson!
Danny Berger and I opening up the door to our Bloomberg Stocks columnist, Dave Wilson. It's time for his stock of the day, and the ticker is FRTA, Dave.
Right, that's Forterra. It's time to revisit the theme of busted IPOs, or shares that fall below initial public offering prices, and Forterra is today's example. It's a maker of pipe and precast concrete products whose ticker is FRTA. Forterra went public in October at $18 a share and fell on its first day of trading to $16.50. While the shares later recouped the loss and moved higher, the rebound proved to be short-lived. Last month, Forterra tumbled 63%, largely because of disappointing first quarter results. The company posted a loss that was about three times wider than analysts' average estimate in the Bloomberg survey. Today was a bit of a recovery thanks to a deal. Forterra agreed to sell its U.S. concrete and steel pressure pipe assets to Thompson Pipe Group. In return, the company will get $23 million in cash and a Thompson drainage pipe plant in Texas. Now, Forterra said the deal will add to earnings, profit margins, and cash flow immediately after it's completed. Whether you know one form of pipe from another or not, the idea of the effect on results, well, that went over well with investors. Stock rose almost 15.5%, its biggest one-day gain since the IPO.
Yeah, it makes up for that 58% drop this year.
Well, not exactly.
No,
and
it doesn't.
Actually, you know, the stock is
note
still down.
Note the sarcasm, Dave Wilson.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a bit of a recovery, and it's still a long way back to that IPO price. I mean, shares closed at $8.92 today. Nonetheless, at least it's a bit of good news for this company.
And they've got some debt, too, a little bit on their balance sheet. All right, Dave Wilson, thank you so much. Bloomberg Stocks columnist, Dave's Bloomberg Stock of the Day, brought to you by Interactive Brokers. Looking to start your own investment firm but daunted by the complex registration process? Interactive Brokers can help you take the first step to running your own business with no contract required. Visit ibkr.com/advisors. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets. Carol Masser, Danny Berger, talking some of the movers on this Monday.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.